You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
This week, Wellington's Orfettle Bay residents experienced over 5 metre waves, resulting in footpaths being lifted from the ground, garage doors being torn from houses, 5 properties being evacuated and 1 person being swept out to sea. In an interview with RNZ, Rob Nobel, a resident of Orfettle Bay, described his experience with this week's freak waves and the damage it has caused to his property.
You know, it's a great neighbourhood down here in Orfettle Bay, and everyone was sort of busy helping each other, sort of trying to, you know, put sandbags out and, you know, get, you know, boats and cars out of the way so that, you know, they wouldn't be damaged. And then it suddenly picked up quite badly, and, you know, it was in the space of about 10 minutes that most of the damage was done. And it turned out that what we were doing to protect ourselves was not going to do a damn thing to help us. Pretty much everyone's properties had a bit of a bashing. We've just arrived home now, and we're sort of starting to do an assessment of what the damage is. I know our garage door was up at the time, and, you know, the wave came and picked up one motorcycle and put it on top of the next one. So, you know, I think the garage is completely stuffed, and in the yard and everything. But some of our neighbours have been flooded, quite badly. So everyone's really just starting to pick themselves up and have a look around and see what's going on. First time we've seen it like that. And we've been here 5 years. Talking to the neighbours who've been here a bit longer than us, it's the worst they've ever seen.
What Nobel describes is a matter of minutes that caused damage to his property. It is expected to be a longer effort, though, in cleaning up for the community. Contractors, road sweepers, trucks and loaders were working full-time to get the area back to normal. While the events in Orfettle Bay have been attributed to a deep low-pressure system and strong winds, flooding events of the coast are expected to become more frequent. A recent report in the Journal of Natural Hazards and Earth Science Systems, looking at the annual cycles of our oceans and specifically how those cycles contribute to flooding in Aotearoa, indicates climate change will make scenarios such as this more likely to occur. A natural phenomenon occurs each year where our oceans warm with the summer causing them to expand. This raises sea levels by approximately 10 centimetres. Then when things cool for winter, the level reduces from the 10 centimetres. The report indicates that coastal floods are most likely to occur in January and August due to this cycle. Sunny day floods, flooding without storms, are expected to become increasingly more frequent, as by 2040, there is expected to be 10 to 20 centimetres of climate change caused sea level rise. Climate, Freshwater and Ocean Science Organisation, NIWA, reports there is near certainty sea levels will rise by 20 to 30 centimetres by 2040, and by the end of the century, depending on whether global greenhouse gas emissions are reduced, it could rise by between 0.5 to 1.1 metres. One of the authors of the report, Scott Stevens, says sunny day floods are now starting to encroach into places they didn't before. That's going to become an increasing problem. The report shows we're going to see the impacts of sea level rise on increasing flooding within the lifetime of an average mortgage. It's not 100 years from now. It's starting to happen already. We really do need to get our planning in order. End quote. The report encourages flood management, emergency response and insurance sectors all to be examining these findings to look after people and assets. Wellington Council reports $7 billion worth of private property and $1 billion worth of council property are at risk of sea level rise, while Auckland Council reports 43,000 Aucklanders and up to 30% of the land in the city centre are at risk from sea level rise. Data from August last year reported by NIWA showed 72,000 New Zealanders are currently exposed to present-day extreme coastal flooding, along with about 50,000 buildings worth $12.5 billion. Principal Scientist in Coastal and Estuarine Physical Processes, Dr. Rob Bell, says we need to put the brakes on development in coastal areas, even if areas may not be impacted for a few decades, given sea level will continue rising. End quote. Wellington City Council climate change portfolio holder Tamitha Paul indicated tough conversations should happen this year as soon as possible. Paul says we need to initiate really tough conversations with residents around rates and the really tough topics of coastal risks. It's not a conversation we need to have in 20 years' time. It needs to happen now. End quote. Council has insinuated these conversations may involve people relocating their properties to a safer location. Thank you, Laura, for that report. If you think this might concern you, I do suggest getting in touch with your local council. It could be a bit of a wait. Might have to be after we return to some lower alert levels and the council is fully functioning again, but these issues are not going anywhere.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.